Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. Do you know what it takes for your business to be discovered by the right customers online? For today's guest on Getting Work to Work, the answer is in knowing the foundations of your business, your core values and unique selling proposition, who your ideal customers are, the competition and pricing strategies, how to run a company, and how to provide the best customer service. John Vong is the founder and president of Local SEO Search Inc., a company offering SEO services for small and family businesses throughout Canada and the United States. In this interview, John talks about the importance and impact that business foundations play in successful long-term search strategies. He shares insights in his entrepreneurial journey from sales to running his company, how he avoids burnout, the role of transparency and authenticity in leadership, and the power of reflection. He also provides a meaningful way to vet potential customers and provide the most value. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/431. John, welcome to Getting Work to Work. It's wonderful to talk with you today.
Well, thank you for having me, Chris. I'm excited to share some insights on SEO with some of your audience members.
I'm very excited about that. But before we dive in, I like to ask this question of everyone. What are you endlessly curious about?
I am curious about longevity. So for me, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, understanding about health, the blue zones, and what really life is all about. Curiosity of what matters the most in people and how do people sustain that for a very long time. You know, life is precious. Life is, people believe that time is of the essence, but I believe you got to make the most of it. But you also understand that it takes time to understand what life is about. So it's not a rush or a race. It's a journey.
I love this idea of longevity and journey because it speaks to time. It speaks to intention. It speaks to not having easy solutions that can be instantly, you know, implemented and instant results, that kind of mentality. Have you always had this perspective or is this new to you?
So I've learned and I've evolved over the years. Being a salesperson, pretty much all my life, I started really young, but even after I finished my college university, I did sales and marketing and I always wanted the quick wins, right? I always wanted to glorified being at the president's gold circle or, you know, getting that commission check. It was great and gratifying, but then I realized how much hard work it was to get to that point, right? The whole process of sales is what I'm more interested in and the art of how to get to that end goal.
Have you always been interested in business and sales and marketing?
I didn't realize I was until I got into it more heavily. Because honestly, when I was 9 years old, I was a newspaper boy delivery guy, right? But I did it because I needed to support my family. We were first generation immigrant family. My parents left the Vietnam War and I had to do whatever it took to really support and help out with finances, right? To have our meals or clothes or whatever it is. So for me, I didn't realize that that was a part of me, but I also understood my parents had businesses when they were in Vietnam. So for me, I guess it was in my blood, but not realizing it until I was more in the 20s that it became in me that I really wanted to evolve and become more passionate and make it more of a career.
You mentioned your parents had businesses when they were in Vietnam. Were you at any point like a lot of children who see what their parents do and you're like, I want nothing to do with what they do. I'm going to go find my own thing. Or were you really open to following in the footsteps of your parents?
So my parents left the Vietnam War and they had me a month later here in Canada. So I didn't really see what was going on and I didn't know why they left in the first place, right? But it was really for generations, which is for us, right? The children's generation they were looking for to take care of, cultivate, and harvest in terms of the Western society and a democratic society, because everything got taken away from them. They had to vacate and they were looking for safety, a safety net, right? So when you're at that mercy of a war and you're taking care of your family, you do whatever it takes. And that's what I felt happened. And I'm fortunate enough to have lived through nonviolence and war-torn and been able to uproot myself and become more of a Western person here in Canada. But my parents were coming from Vietnam.
What an amazing foundation of values for what would become your business.
Yeah, so I really look back a lot and I feel very grateful and I try to do as much good as possible because of what my parents did for us, right? So yeah, I think it's a full circle, right? Evolution.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's interesting too, because as you tell your story, what I love about people sharing their stories is that you start seeing like connections that lead to where they're at today. And as you talk about the values instilled by your parents and being able to find a job to support your family and to become a problem solver for business and to be interested in sales and marketing, I mean, all of these things lead to a learning journey in a sense of learning how to identify and solve problems.
You're just living for the moment at that time, right? Like you're younger, you're just doing it for survival or to fit in or just to have extra spending money, right? But throughout this entire multiple of years, you're really, you know, generating a lot of new skill sets that you don't even realize until you're later in life, right? And until things start blossoming into something bigger, right? So once I'm able to reflect and look back, all these little pillars or different pivots I had throughout my entire career journey, work experience, life experience, travel experience, friendships, it's now cultivated to something greater than it was at that moment.
At what point did you know that it was time to cash in all that hard work and create your own business?
I started my agency 7 years ago. And the reason I really started was I did work in corporate, in sales, advertising sales, and I did work at Yellow Pages. And I was there for over 5 years. And the challenge I had was, again, I was in sales looking for a good career and a good long-term work environment where I can say, look, I get maybe a pension, I get stable income, maybe I'll have more than enough to then purchase a home or support a family, right? But I saw writing on the wall and things were not as good as it looked from the outside, right? Like with technology, Google came out, internet was thriving, technology was more enhanced, you know, smartphones were more, you know, prevalent than ever. And therefore, there was a shift in terms of user behavior and how people were shopping and finding businesses. So if I didn't pivot, I would be stuck in a rat race on traditional media, looking to evolve into more digital and more understanding and playing around to see what would be a good fit, right? And mold. So I knew there was an opportunity where there was a demand, which was a lot of my customers at Yellow Pages were frustrated where they were spending a lot of money in advertising and traditional media, but not getting the same return that they once did. And therefore, you know, after speaking to thousands of business owners and every meeting, every day, they would complain with me or be frustrated with how much they spent and not getting good returns. And they wanted a change. So after doing that for a couple of years, you kind of realize, like, why am I here? What am I doing to support this company that I don't see any positives after being frontline speaking to business owners, right? So I pivoted, and I actually knew there was a demand there. People were interested in this new digital world. They knew Google was where they were spending more time. Other people were finding them, and they wanted to invest into that new technology, which is how new customers, you know, me and you today, are consuming businesses and information. So that's how I started this business, because I knew there was a need, but I didn't know anything about SEO. I was sales and marketing. So I, you know, I come from a different perspective, because for me, you know, being now more technical in terms of the SEO landscape, I just wanted to service my clients, right? Like, I knew there was a demand and there was a need. I filled that gap, and I wanted to be that middle person, I guess, right? To to help them out. And that's where this company formed.
What I love about that too is that it speaks to this very real, almost reckoning. You see the writing on the wall, you see the path forward. What gave you the confidence to go, okay, I'm going to do it now?
Yeah, so I could have continued at the same path, working at Yellow Pages. However, at that time, I also got married. I purchased a home in a different city with my wife, and I either do it now or I would have another job, right? And I didn't know if that job would be a lifetime job, because I was already at Yellow Pages for 5 years. And I was like, do I want to commit, you know, 5 more years or 10 more years at the next gig, or should I take a risk and do something, right? So I had full support, and I'm very grateful that my wife was working full time, and she gave me all the support I needed and backing. And that's why I jumped in. Even though I didn't make any money for the first couple of years, I learned a lot, and she was fully supportive in that sense. I'm very grateful for that.
What I hear you say is, I knew a lot about sales and marketing, didn't know anything about SEO. So before you even get into that, what was your beginner's understanding of what SEO was at that time?
I knew what SEO was, like, top level, right? It's organic traffic, natural listings, but not paying for ads, right? On Google. And it was very similar to how Yellow Pages operated, because what Google really did was replicate what Yellow Pages did, but transition to a digital format where people were then looking for local businesses, but finding them through a website as opposed to a phone book, right? Yeah. And so I understood the need and desire of users when they're ready or when they're searching to find a business owner that they can trust and that's localized, that is credible, that can service them in a timely manner, right? So for me, I already kind of knew the foundation of how important that medium was. And therefore, for me, that transition was a pretty easy transition, to say the least, because I understood there was a need and demand, but I didn't know anything about business, how it worked. I was helping business owners in sales and marketing, but I had no idea how difficult operating, running people, learning bookkeeping, accounting. And yeah, I was doing sales and marketing, but the technical aspect, no clue, right? So all that was a lot of mistakes over the next couple of years when I first started.
Yeah, well, and keeping up with the changing pace of SEO, because in the 7 years that you started, how many times have you had to change your understanding of what SEO means in the at that moment?
Yeah, so it definitely pivots quite a bit. However, foundationally, I still believe if you run a really well-run business, like, you're business smart, which means you have a solid foundation of your core values, you offer a really superb service or product, you price it well, you understand your competitors, you have a unique selling prop, you understand how to run a company, taking care of your clients and your staff. All these are foundational, which is what I learned at Yellow Pages after dealing with thousands of business owners. These business owners were great people, first and foremost, but they also were great at running their own business without technology or without, you know, the internet, right? So if you look at foundationally, how did your grandparents survive without computers and smartphones? They took they took care of their customers, right? They understand there was a need and demand. They offered up a product or service and it filled a gap, right? And people were willing to pay for that because of the expertise that you brought to the table. So that's exactly what you need to understand in terms of the business end of things. And a lot of business owners jump in for all the wrong reasons. And you have to understand how to run a good business in the first place. So foundationally.
Which speaks to your curiosity with longevity, because if the foundation is strong, it will last a very long time.
Yeah. And you look at real estate, like if you buy a home, foundation is the most critical aspect of it all, right? You can layer things in, like how nice it looks, furniture, all these decor and all this other stuff. But if the foundation is not built properly, everything's going to crumble.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, already I'm enjoying this conversation because my first understanding of SEO was formed in the late 90s when it was kind of very almost snake oil salesman, where there's all these hacks and tricks to like game the system. And, you know, you have all of the words the same color as the background to like hide all your keywords in there. And there are all these tricks that just almost made it seem wrong to me. But what I love what you're saying is that it doesn't matter the hacks and tricks and tactics. I mean, those are important, yes, but foundation is everything. And I think that's such a powerful thing to understand.
Yeah, and there's still going to be hacks and tricks and all these videos and social media marketing campaigns and advertising to get you to bite into it, right? Because there's going to be people that want to make $100,000 in a day. But realistically, you know how hard it is to make $100,000, right? Like, you have to think about how long it takes if you've been working for however long it is, like years or decades, how long it is to save $100,000, right? Let alone make $100,000. So all these things are all to deceive a small portion of the market, which are eager to fast track what it should really take, right? Like if you look at business owners, it may have been generations before they were able to be successful, right? So traditionally, think about it. You spent a lot of money on buying inventory, renting a place or buying a property, and then staffing them up, right? And then you have a margin. So running a business is difficult, right? So making it easy and fast paced and, you know, trying to chop up time so that you can expedite things. Of course, it sounds amazing, right? Everyone, I would sign up for it too. But honestly, I've been through it. I've heard enough. I've worked it. I lived it. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
Well said. So if once we understand the foundations of our business, what are some of the things that we need to do from like a website perspective, from social media perspective, content marketing perspective, that is that next layer of foundation when it comes to search?
I always look at traditional media and how these bricks and mortar small business owners survived, okay, without computers and internet. They took care of their customers. They understood the value prop, service level. So think about these offline businesses that service, say, a dentist, the multi-competitive, hyper-competitive in every urban market, right? How do you differentiate yourself? Well, you come from a different backing. You're about us, your profile, your schooling, your journey is different. So let people know about it. Talk about it in your website, right? So that differentiates you. Then you have to understand, what is your unique selling proposition? What are you niching down to? And what's your competitive edge? Understand that, put it in writing. So you have to understand the profile of your services and products. So you have to already been in business for a little bit to understand that, right? So ultimately, you have to know who your ideal customer is before you even run a decent SEO campaign. because mm-hmm. without that insight and information, your website or your campaign will never deliver you your ideal customer because you don't know who it is, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have already had paying customers that have invested some money, and you know that profile, the persona, the demographics, the value of that customer, where they found you, how they consume content, their behaviors. So you need some sort of information on that, right? Mm-hmm. With that information, then you can cater a digital kind of campaign, let it be digital ads or an SEO campaign, to really refine that messaging to talk to those ideal customers that you want for your website. Because people jump in to SEO not even knowing how to run a business in the first place, right? They think that an SEO campaign or ranking on the first page of Google will replace everything they know about running a business, right? Like it mm-hmm. will be more important to that business owner because they're ranking and they might get leads. But if you don't know how to answer the phone, take care of your customers, service them properly, run a good business, it's useless. Right?
Yeah.
So foundationally, you always have to start there.
I love that so much. And what I appreciate about it too is it speaks to the need for trial and error, experimentation, making mistakes, going down a road and being like, okay, this is who I think my ideal customer is. And you start testing your value proposition so that it's not just something that is just like, oh, I got this idea and I'm going to sprinkle some SEO on it and magically have a business. No, I mean, you're doing the necessary work to really dive deep into understanding that foundation and who you're serving.
Exactly. And I'll be honest, at the beginning, I didn't know who my ideal customers were. I was mm-hmm. taking on any client because I was hungry, right? Mm-hmm. I had to pay some of the bills. I had people mm-hmm. I had to take care of and I needed to survive, right? But over the years, I refined it. I understood who my persona, the ideal customers were, which industries and niches I wanted to target, and who I really wanted to be. However, my core values stayed the same, right? Like I always wanted to take care of good people that really supported a local cause or a local community.
Hmm. Can you dive in a little bit on that, the work that's done in that refinement over time? Because I hear what you're saying, where you're like, I didn't know who at first, so I took everything. What kinds of things were you seeing and how did they align with your values as you had successes and failures?
Yeah, early days, I was happy to just sign on anyone and get paid, right? and I didn't know in terms of term of contract, what was in it. I was taking requests daily, like night and day. I was working all the time. I was spending so much time pleasing these customers that weren't even my ideal customers, right? They were very demanding. I didn't set the expectations early. Like all these mistakes, you had to be in it and live it before you actually understand what I'm talking about. Because mm-hmm. as much as you read and watch and listen and do, like doing is always the best way to learn because mm-hmm. you will feel the pain. You'll mm-hmm. actually know what it means by taking care of the wrong type of client because they drain you, they stress you, and it's really not worth it. So now I spend so much more time vetting them, my clients, because as much as they vet me to come work with my agency, I vet them to see if they're a good fit, right? Because that's a relationship that's going to last a longer time than someone that just is a one-way kind of vetting, right? And then, of course, the refinement of the actual duties as well, right? Like over the years, I threw in a lot of different factors like content, dev, on-page, off-page, links, social engagement, reputation. Like there's so many different factors in SEO, right? Mm-hmm. And as I grew and I learned more, going to events, speaking, reading tons of blogs and self-taught majority of it, I learned. Mm-hmm. I made mistakes, but I keep pivoting and adapting and hopefully helping clients more, but being honest and transparent with them along the way.
I love this idea of vetting your customers because I think creative entrepreneurs in general are so close to the work that they do. And sometimes there is that very real desperation where you will take everything. What are some of the questions that you asked in order to vet the people that were coming your way?
First off, I want to make sure that they're in the same ballpark in terms of price point and value prop, right? So I want to find out if they've used any other agency before, what was their experience like, what was included, and kind of how much budget-wise were they spending, right? And what kind of success or failures did they have? So I'm all about fact-finding and asking questions that are probing. And this is what sales is all about, right? Uncovering all their kind of gaps and then positioning it to favor your product and service, right? So, you know, I was fortunate enough to really be in sales before I started this company. And I continued learning and adapting to this kind of sales process as opposed to the traditional advertising sales. This is more digital sales. And I might be doing it wrong compared to other agencies, but I feel like my type of profile, my type of client, they fit my mode and my style, which is different and personalized compared to other agencies. And I actually, as much as I want to know what they do, I don't really care what they do, right? Like I'm at a point where I feel I have a good grasp as to who we are, how we run a business, and our profile of type of clients, right? And if they don't mold, you know, as much as you want them, they might not be a good fit. Right? So it takes time. Like you continue refining and then you keep asking, why didn't you win that, you know, client over, right? And then you go through the pros and cons, what you did, you analyze and you could have, you know, figure out like what could I have done differently, or I would not change anything we did. They're just not a good fit. And you live with that result, right? And that's okay. So you come to a realization like, you know, this is a really good point where you're at, right? In terms of your business. But it takes time. It takes years. It takes, you know, 5, 10, maybe even longer to really refine that, right? It's not going to happen overnight or a couple months or even a couple years. You will have to learn by doing.
What I love about the whole learn by doing, I'm a firm believer in you learn by doing, but eventually you have to get that result of the doing in front of people so that you can get that valuable feedback. And I'm curious, in your journey, how have you learned to like have almost like a, I don't know if omniscient view of feedback is the right view, but like not getting so personal that it cracks your foundation of who you are?
Being in sales, I'm used to rejection and I have a thick skin and it's okay, right? Like the big thing is it's all about relationships and it's all about don't take it personally. It's business, but if they want to get into your circle and they want your services or products or whatever, then you will invest your time to really get to know them, really want to help. So for me, just don't, you know, get too personal. Like, you know, it is business to some extent, but the ones that actually are connected, like you're doing business and you actually want to form a really long relationship in terms of business, that's where you want to invest more of your time, right? But if everyone's looking for a short-term win or short-term gains, I always tell people like there are other solutions. SEO is more of a long-term building foundations, but building yourself as the authoritative figure, expertise, you know, it takes time to do that. And it may take you years to get to that position. But if you're in it for the right reasons and you understand what it takes, that's where I want to play, right? Versus people that don't even understand it and they want immediate results, right? Like that's why I'm spending more time educating people than ever, but also, you know, making sure they're a good fit.
That's one thing that I really appreciate about you, John, is that when I go to your website, I see how much you care about educating people. I mean, from your YouTube channel to the podcast work that you do, I just, that is really, from an outsider's perspective, a sign that you care.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot, yes. a lot of time invested, a lot of resources, but things don't happen overnight, right? Overnight successes mm-hmm. never happen. And if you don't put in the time, effort, work, you're never going to be whoever you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. And like this podcast thing, I've been doing it for 2 years and it's, for me, it was more of a passion project, right? Like I enjoy helping. And mm-hmm. if you're a giver and you want to do good, people can see it in if you're just faking it or not, right? So mm-hmm. just if it's in you and you really are passionate and you want to help, just do it.
How do you avoid burnout though? Because I don't know if you've felt that, you know, feeling where you're just like, I can't do anymore. I've done so much, or there's so much to learn today. There's, I mean, it's like daily, there's something new to learn. And some days that I feel like a lot of people are on the precipice of burnout. How do you personally like stay connected and avoiding that feeling?
I feel like I'm always connected, but I'm always learning and I'm mm-hmm. passionate to continue educating myself, being informed, but also I read a lot, I listen a lot, I watch a lot of educational information, right? Mm-hmm. That will support my enhancement of my career or personal relationships. And then I also reflect a lot. So I wake up early, I read, I reflect. I actually am very thankful for a lot of things in life. And mm. therefore, you know, that, just that gratitude, that attitude. And then, of course, the stuff that you are stressed over, right? And you feel like you're putting so much time and effort and you're not getting anywhere. There's other people that can do it very well and they will be, you know, passionate doing it, and all you have to do is pay them. So if you can afford to pay people to do things that you hate doing, mm-hmm. that's one thing you have to do early on in the business journey or entrepreneurial journey, because you cannot do everything perfectly or the best, because there's two main facets to ownership of a business. From mm-hmm. sales, marketing, operations, to management, to, you know, bookkeeping, accounting, to you name it, right? Like technical and everything else, right? Like you cannot be the best at everything. Whatever you hate doing, start hiring people for, or find virtual assistants, or, you know, find people that love their duties and are passionate doing it. And you'll save so much time. You'll free up a lot of stress in your life, and you're actually going to be grateful to do that, right? Like you'll see that you're saving more time, and time is the number one thing that's the most precious thing in our life.
What I love about that too is it's one thing to stay in your head or, you know, try to communicate on your website what your values are, what the foundations of your business are. But when you start bringing other people in, describing work processes and how things work, that's a whole nother level of communication that is, I think, necessary to doing the work of growth. And I don't know, it triggers so much more fruit, I think, in the long term as well.
Yeah, seeing people evolve. So when you start hiring staff and seeing them lead, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're giving them responsibilities and mm-hmm. you see them get better, or they form a team and they're educating, mentoring, training. It's a very rewarding feeling that you start seeing out of the fruits of your, I guess, leadership or your business, right? So that evolution of being the one that does everything, working in your business to working on your business, is what you want to get to as a business owner or entrepreneur. And then eventually becoming more of a leader, or people inspired to want to be like you or be you, right? Where you can then mentor or give back or make more of an impact. That's where ultimately what I think a lot of people want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Was it a natural transition for you to go from, you know, a sales and marketing employee to a business owner to being a leader?
Definitely not. It was a hard grind, a lot of mistakes. I'm mm-hmm. still learning. I still make mistakes and I'm trying to get better. However, I am very transparent and authentic to my team. So they understand the struggles. They understand how real and raw I am, especially during this pandemic, right? I've been very transparent with every single team member, which is my staff, as well as my clients, right? In terms of there's a lot of unknowns. However, my biggest thing was to ensure that everyone was still employed, right? And I wanted to take care of my people, which I feel like are like my family, right? So that's the closest bond you have in terms of life, right? Your family. So if you feel like your business and employees are a part of your family and so is your clients, then that's what your fruits are going to be all about, right? Putting the best foot forward, the best efforts, being honest, transparent, authentic, be yourself, right? And you're not going to hide anything from anyone like that.
As you're describing what leadership is to you, I can't help but make a connection to like successful SEO in a way. It seems like there's a natural connection between being true, being authentic, being helpful in, you know, from family to business to community to country. And it's like, in terms of SEO, you have all of those different levels of, you know, your website, your local community, the global community. I mean, am I seeing the connection correctly?
Yeah, the synergies are very similar for sure. There's a lot more technical aspects to it for sure. But I was able to not just learn a little bit of it. I don't go into the trenches of what my technical SEO people are doing, right? I just need to kind of understand what they're doing so that I can ask and probe the right questions, but they're the ones doing the training, the actual deployment and fixes, right? So I expect them to know what they're doing. And, you know, there's a lot of software, there's a lot of people that I've built a team around to really support me in all aspects of the growth of the company. And I'm fortunate to have great people. I think it gravitates, like your personality, the way you work, and if you're ethical or not, you're going to get the same type of people in your circle. Let it be for business, for family, your friendships, your, you know, relationships, whatever it may be. Everyone's going to surround you with the same personality you are.
That's almost like the Jim Rohn quote, you know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Exactly. For me, I'm always evolving. I'm always learning. I'm always making mistakes. I read a lot. I just feel like there's so much information out there. Technology has embraced us and allowed us to find information at your fingertips. Speed of internet is so fast. You can watch and stream and figure things out yourself, right? But running a business is the ultimate of it all, because there's so many different factors that you have to play, and there's so many other roles that you have to also play, right? Being a parent is another big leadership role as well, right? So all these life experiences are pivotal to that entire journey of life, right? Which is very important depending on where you're at in your life, right? Like if you're in your 20s, maybe you're just, you know, looking to pay down your mortgage or pay down your student debt, let alone mortgage, right? And then then you're looking at a relationship, right? Like it's very difficult to find a compatible companion that you want to live with for the rest of your life. So it's work involved, right? To refine that, to understand yourself, understand what your needs and desires are, right? So along that journey of life, there's so many pivotal points of what you need to do to get better as a person.
So being the person that you are, who is reflective and it sounds like introspective of your journey, looking back, you know, what's something that really surprised you after you've gone through it?
So I still get surprised quite often because with this industry, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of new players in the market. There's a lot of different tactics. So we're always testing things. But I mean, I still look at the foundation, right? And if you're true to yourself, your core values, which is, you know, integrity, authenticity, being honest, like just your core, and you can live with all the mistakes that you made or all the, you know, money that you lose because of different campaigns or bad hires. Mm-hmm. As long as you're constantly reflecting and trying to minimize those moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. You're learning. And that's the best thing about life, right? No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. As long as you get in there, do it, learn, continue doing it, learn. It's like evolution, right? Because once you stop making mistakes and stop learning, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Mm. If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. And I think it really speaks to the authenticity of who you are as a person and a business owner. And I don't know, I feel a sense of trust developing in a way that I think is amazing, just the way that you approach life and business. I think that's very, very admirable.
Yeah, and everyone has their own unique story, right? And that's mm-hmm. the one thing I've learned over the years. Like in sales, people buy not the product or service, they buy you. And that trust, the relationship, you actually have to empathize. You have to mm-hmm. understand and ask the right questions. Get in on a more personal level than the surface level, right? Mm-hmm. Once you understand that the relationship, the impact it has on people and their decision process, the psychology of it all, right? Then you can actually move the needle on mm-hmm. your business, on people, on relationships, on life, because you will have a better foundation of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm very fortunate in a sense that sales was my background, but I've mm-hmm. always listened, read audio tapes, went driving into work, in my commute. I would always want to educate myself, reading on the weekends, putting that extra time to perfect, job shadow the experts, the best in the industry, go to trade shows to learn, to, you know, understand what those thought leaders are talking about. Like all that is all about life, right? Like if you want to mm-hmm. be the best, you got to learn from the best.
Mm. So John, as we near the end of this episode, the question that I have for you is this. You're speaking to people who most likely have a website. They most likely have some presence out there on the internet. What's one thing that they can do right now to help them have a better understanding of what we've talked about?
Yeah. So having a website and running a business is pivotal. That's like a storefront on a traditional business, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first impression people have. So you have to really look at your website to see if it's for your ideal type of customer, right? Mm-hmm. So look at it not as a business owner, but look at it through the lens of your potential customers mm-hmm. and find out if it resonates with them. People get so caught up writing about themselves, thinking everyone understands what they understand, and they don't look at it like what the customers see, right? And look mm-hmm. for. So that's the one thing I always, start off with, like find out who their ideal customer is and write content, display the website with images, the flow of content, the user experience, the navigation for the purpose of the user, as opposed to for you, because you might love the way it looks, but your customers hate it. Mm-hmm. And who's more important? Who are you trying to appease, yourself or your customers, to generate more leads or grow mm-hmm. your business?
Mm. That's amazing. Well, John, thank you so much for being a guest on Getting Work to Work. The last question that I have for you, since you have said that you listen to so many resources and books and podcasts, what book lately or resource has been blowing your mind?
I've been really into the health kick. I've actually never learned a lot about nutrition. I never studied science. So mm-hmm. for me, I've been, I jumped into the veganism, vegetarianism, raw mm-hmm. vegan, and then I moved towards, paleo, keto, carnivore. I tried it all. I read it all. And it's all about, just seeing what molds to your lifestyle, right? Mm. So for me, I'm all a big advocate of being informed before you make your own decision and choices in life. And I feel right now, I feel like deep nutrition is impactful for me. How do I optimize my health to get the most out of my daily life, right? So I've been reading a lot on, you know, just lifespan, about nutrition, on how to take care and optimize yourself to be the best person you ultimately can to serve others.
That's amazing. Well, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to connect and to educate. This has truly been a fantastic conversation about the importance of authenticity and making sure that you really understand the foundations of your business. I'm incredibly grateful for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I had a lot of fun, and hopefully some of your audience members will be insightful enough to, you know, jump in or at least get informed about SEO, because it is a great asset for your business if you haven't already started learning about SEO.
I love the recommendation from John to look at your website from the perspective of your ideal customer instead of yourself. I know I am guilty of not doing that enough, and as I work on the next version of my own website, I'm definitely keeping that in mind. I hope you do the same. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.